Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now listen up. It's Friday. You ain't got nothing to do.
Nothing.
So you might as well get high on entertainment with us. We got you covered. We got enough to pass around the whole room.
Hey, pop.
But before we get it started, we got to check in with our homies out there on the West Coast. Heidi and Frank, what is going down?
We're blazing up.
Atlanta.
Entertainment news.
High on the news.
There it go, man. So let's get this show popping off. Lady Nicole Kidman opens up about the one thing Keith Urban hates about her and what legendary star was once told she wasn't particularly attractive. But first, Brad, it's time to talk about one of your besties again.
Oh.
Yep, the one and only diva of all divas, Mariah Carey.
Yes. Oh. Let's get into it.
Now, she is addressing one of the shadiest moments of all time. Now, you remember back in the early 2000s during that infamous interview when Mimi threw the ultimate shade at Jennifer Lopez by saying she didn't know her.
Those couple of words.
Yes.
Yeah, man, that started a many-year war.
I'll never forget it.
So the words were iconic. It became one of the biggest memes on the internet, and it was like also labeled pop's shadiest moment ever.
No. Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when I think of like people like shading each other, they're like high up there on the pedestal. It's in the top.
That's bigger than saying you don't like somebody or that somebody's not talented. To say that you don't, I don't even know them.
And
that's worse than having someone hate
person.
You.
Exactly.
She don't know her.
But they're on
the same label. She know who she is.
They were managed by the same people.
She don't know her. Like they've never hung out.
She know what we meant. She know we meant.
She was shaded. She don't know her.
Okay.
Yes, she had a black and white TV and couldn't watch and live in color. So an interview with Pitchfork, the superstar gave an explanation for a so-called shady moment and said, I was really trying to say something nice or say nothing at all. I really was.
So now that's shady too.
Exactly.
that's a shady comeback. It's kind of like with people, with all these other Bravo celebrities who are like in L.A. shooting Beverly Hills, and then I say I don't know them. I don't know them, but I know of them for sure.
Yeah,
it's also shady just to bring up J-Lo when you're talking to Mariah Carey.
They're trying to dig for some drama.
Let's be honest. Mariah Carey, magnificent vocalist.
Of
awesome.
Course, yeah,
J-Lo,
yeah.
She... is Medios. Not that great of a singer.
She requires digital
help.
Yeah. But singing, she's a
dancer. Not so much. So
great
don't.
Actress.
She's like so. In an effort not to comment on her on J Lo's vocals, she says, "I don't know her."
If now Mariah knows J Lo, right at this point, you shaded a person that you didn't know. If they asked Mariah to say something nice about J Lo, what do y'all think she would say?
I don't know her.
She's sticking with it.
Well, since y'all think that's so shady, you're not gonna believe this. I guess the way to let somebody know that I got you, babe, is to tell them that they aren't that attractive.
Oh.
What? Yeah, Sonny Bono and Cher might have been one of the most legendary couples in Hollywood, but it was not love at first sight, y'all. Recently, Cher sat down to chat about her Broadway musical, The Cher Show, and revealed when she was getting kicked out of her apartment by her roommates because she didn't have the money to pay any rent, she approached her then neighbor, who was Sonny at the time, for a place to live.
Mm.
So Sonny asked her if she could cook and clean, and she lied and said yes. And here was his response. Okay, I have twin beds. You can stay in my house. I don't find you particularly attractive.
What?
Wow. Hang on a second. That is a switcheroo, Brat, because I thought when you're telling the whole story that it's Cher who didn't find Sonny Bono attractive.
Right.
Because
right.
Look at Sonny Bono.
But sometimes it's reverse psychology. The best way to sometimes holler at a really attractive woman is to, like, tell her she's not attractive.
This is true.
True. Or she had a glow up, y'all. We don't know what she looked like when she was homeless.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Right. She had a schnoz on her, too, back then.
Or if he wanted her to feel more comfortable, he was just saying that even if he wanted to smash.
Right.
Like, I don't think you're cute or nothing. You could stay here.
And whatever he did, it must have been some type of good curse, because she is 72, and she still looks like she's 30-something.
She looks better now than she did then.
Like, yeah.
She looks amazing.
Give a doctor a shout-out on that
you're
one.
You're damn right.
Yeah. 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 Doctor, baby.
I don't know about any doctor.
Oh, that's a doctor.
But she was the most stylish woman on TV back then.
That is
like
true.
The stuff that she was wearing, they wearing today.
Today.
Yep.
Well, you know,
yeah, if he would have cupped both sides of her face and said, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, she wouldn't have moved in. He's a creep.
Exactly.
Yep. Well,
she would think he was going to try to touch on her thing.
I know.
I have two twin beds.
Okay, guys, Nicole Kidman has a new movie coming out. It's called The Destroyer, and she plays a badass undercover cop. And she sat down recently with the Hollywood Reporter Actress Roundtable, and she talked about the movie and how she got into character. Take a look.
What did you do on Destroyer to research that role?
I actually just kind of entered through. I mean, I entered so deeply into her that I don't always do this with a character, but this one I had to, because I didn't want to feel like I was ever shifting into a performance, so I just stayed in character the whole time. You didn't have to call me Erin, but I would go, it just orbits around, it kind of enters the psyche, and I just was, yeah, my husband was like, I cannot wait for this thing to end.
And what a round table that was!
Seriously, let me say that table.
Yes! She is one of those actresses that I always thought was a method actress.
No, I guess she doesn't. You know, she always seems so prim and proper in real life, or what, you know, with the persona that she puts out for us all glammed up all the time. So do we think that...
I didn't think she went far enough with the character. I mean, I saw the picture. I haven't seen the movie, but all she did was look like Keith Urban.
Now, if y'all look at the trailer, though, this work looks deep, dark, cutting. Like,
really?
I can't wait for this movie to come out.
Me too. Destroyer.
Man, sometimes it ruins it for me with the person, because I used to think Charlize Theron was one of the most beautiful women in the world until I saw Monster.
Yeah.
Now every time I see her, I see that monster character. Like,
oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well,
you think had she still been married to Tom Cruise, he would allow this?
Because... Oh, hell no.
No,
he's way too of a control, much of a control freak.
No, he'll greet her at the front door with a washcloth.
Oh. Okay. He would celebrate risky business style every time she went to work.
Right.
Well, we've all seen Home Alone, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Macaulay Culkin, he went on The Tonight Show. I was telling Jimmy Fallon about a story about, I guess, an experience while watching his biggest move.
It's like you got like a new girlfriend, and then, you know, you're flipping through the channels, and then there's Home Alone, and she's like, "Huh? Hey, you wanna watch it?" And I'm like, "You wanna watch Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, don't you?" And she's like, "He's like, yes."
But do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I have indulged that. Listen, yeah, whatever gets her motor running, I guess.
Now, Macaulay is 38, and his girlfriend, Disney star Brenda Song, is 30 years old. Do you think he's doing this to keep his younger girlfriend happy? Because she was like two at the time the movie came out.
Oh, my God.
You got to compete with everybody else that's out there. So if she wants to have sex with a guy that's at the house by himself, then
Right. Okay.
You
whatever gets her motor running, he said.
Yeah,
now, what I don't believe is that he's like, I'm just flipping through and it happens to be Home Alone. No, he puts it on.
Yeah. Thank you. Because he realized it worked once, so he did it again.
He checked the guy.
Mm-hmm. It's different, though. Like, I don't like to watch Housewives, or even Dish Nation sometimes, where I don't really like to watch Housewives with Dennis.
Right.
No, because, like, I mean, I'm me. He knows me and how I am. I'm still the same.
Right.
But, you know, I have to react different to some people. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. When you're doing TV, it's like a different persona you gotta have sometimes. It's not really who you are. You
know?
Really? So you're not like Nicole Kidman and you're in character and you just take that home with Dennis every now and then?
No, my mom does that, though. She's like, can you cut off the Dish Nation voice already?
Oh.
Yeah, she says, you're giving me Dish Nation.
Okay. What's your at-home voice?
It's regular, but you don't even realize when you get home from coming from Dish, you explain everything.
Right.
You're talking a whole lot. And she's like, I don't really give that much of a damn.
All right, the Real Housewives, y'all may have some real competition from a new reality show. Find out how the real side chicks of Charlotte, baby, might be coming for your men, baby, and your viewers right after the break. Dish Nation. People always tell me how amazing I smell. Now I'm going to share my secret with you. Scentbird.com keeps me smelling good month after month for a low price. Now, ladies, you can get your designer scents as well. Scentbird has 450 designer brands, and you can choose one every month. Before Scentbird, I had a ton of unused bottles on my dresser. This month, I'm wearing Tom Ford, and when my 30-day supply is over, I think I'll try Kenneco. And with the holidays coming up, I get to skip the department store crowd. As you know, baby, the queen likes the royal treatment, honey, of front door service. That's why I always use scentbird.com. And did I mention it's free shipping all the time? With this exclusive offer, you'll get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. That's scentbird.com/dish. And use my code DISH for 50% off your first month. That's scentbird.com/dish. Sign on, smell great.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. You know, breakups are always hard, but it's even harder when the person you broke up with moves on very quickly. And Jonathan Scott, he's one of the twin brothers on Property Brothers,
yeah, right.
That HGTV
oh,
show.
Yeah.
So he was with a girl for 2 years. Her name is Jacinta Kuznetsov.
Oh.
And they broke up 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's engaged to somebody else now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of course.
His name is Will Allen, who she's been friends with
mm-hmm.
for 6 years.
Oh. She peed, baby.
He was wow. waiting in the wings, like, oh, just I let him screw
yeah,
up.
Men
let
and women can't be friends like this. If there's ever the guy
can't.
Who's her friend, who's waiting. He's always waiting in the wings. A woman that I dated
uh-huh.
for a very long time. We ended up breaking up, moving on, you know, to separate ways. And I found out that she married that guy who was her friend back
oh,
then, who was always the
no.
other guy. She married Jimmy.
See?
Oh, wow.
And that makes it worse.
I know. He was always there. And I was like, I think Jimmy likes you. She's like, no, we just friends.
Don't be she like Jimmy's friends. Jimmy.
When asked about his ex's engagement, Jonathan says that he wishes Jacinta the very best always.
I'm sure he does.
Does he?
I'm sure.
Oh, he's a classic guy. So I would be like,
bitch. Because he's on one of those nice shows where, like, everybody that watch it is, like, you know, probably upstanding citizens, so you can't, like,
right.
really see how you really feel.
They are good guys, yeah.
I think Jonathan and Jacinta will get back together because this actually happened to me. I broke up with this woman that dated for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
6 months later, I was engaged to be married. I got married, got divorced, and I'm back with that original woman.
Oh, my God.
My wife is the woman that I
you
broke up
too
with.
Much.
She took you back.
I wouldn't have taken
back.
You back either.
I don't know
like,
if I would have yeah. taken you back, Frank.
Yeah, you'd have still
you must
been
got
waiting.
Some good, good.
Familiar neighborhoods are always the same.
Got some good, good.
Must be good, good.
Or you might
good,
have
good,
some meh, meh.
I got some dining new.
Speaking of cheating, y'all, brace yourselves, honey. Now, we thought, y'all, that it couldn't happen, but finally, y'all, is here the first official episode of...
What?
The Real Side Chicks of Charlotte, baby. And
what?
We got a snippet, honey, of all the retro trace.
No.
Take a look.
Because it's a whole new year, baby. We coming in. We turning up. We going to get lit. I'm going to get turned. She doesn't even know what she's getting involved in with our lifestyle.
That's coming on owned.
You know,
oh my God.
I gotta
yeah,
tell you, this
owned.
Seems like an SNL skit. Like when Gary introduced it, I was like, oh, that's a parody. It's a parody show.
Wow.
It's just disgusting. First of all, you cheating with a damn man driving a Dodge Charger.
Okay.
I thought Side Chicks was a secret. It's I'll meet you. I'll park the car at my work. It'll look like I'm there, but I'll meet you somewhere. They're not known.
That ain't Side Chicks. This was ghetto.
No, this is one
clearly,
night stand.
Yeah, this is clearly, it looks poorly filmed.
Oh,
it
yeah.
looks like it looks rude. real, real ratchet. Like, and why would you want to do that to yourself or make yourself look like that and degrade yourself as a woman?
Exactly.
Like, what are your standards? What are your morals? Like, you don't feel like you're worth more than that?
No, this come and this got to come on at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And let's see the wives. I need to see the wives, too.
Girl. Nobody had no money nowhere.
Nobody had them damn fish ass stockings.
And then, like, breaking out the champagne, it was like Corbell extra dry. You're like, right. Ooh, look at you, baller.
You want to see some side chicks. You want to see the people you know who they cheat
right.
with. You want to see somebody
about the porno,
familiar.
You know about the porno Corbell on me like that, okay?
This show should come on Snapchat.
Now, I'd be damned. Now, where the Chris Doll at?
Right, I swear exactly. Somebody was making a rain blue 20s from a Monopoly game.
Up next, find out how a celebrity kid knew when his parents were going to do the nasty. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. So, Headcrack and Frank, you're both fathers. Is there a code word that you use around the house so that you your kids don't know that you're gonna have sex?
Yeah, go to sleep.
I usually say Woodrow says hi.
Oh, Woodrow says hi.
Oh. And then she's like, does he? I go, I think you owe him money.
And the kids have no idea. Well, I asked this because apparently Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have a code word. Their son, Oliver Hudson, Kate Hudson's brother, he recently did an episode of Busy Tonight, and he spilled some pretty interesting info about them. Take a look.
I grew up in a naked house. My family, we were all naked. We used to get calls on the intercom, like, from my mom, we're snuggling now. Snuggling meaning we're like, you know, bop, bop, bop. That's the...
And so when they were snuggling...
Yes, but the problem is we were like six when they... I mean, they didn't have to do this, but so now snuggling became having sex, so now it's like we're snuggling, trying to sort of say don't come in our bedroom.
I think that's cute, though, and I didn't think he was going to say snuggle. That's snuggling. Cute.
Well, Portia, you got to think about this. I mean, you got a baby on the way, so when you have this household going on, what's going to be your code word?
Oh, my God, I don't know. I know, for one, we're going to have the door locked, so you can't get in.
Right. Yeah, but they'll knock and knock and mommy, mommy, mom, mommy,
get
mom,
my door.
Mama.
I know, we tried to lock the door, and my kids are like, Dad, are you killing her? I'm like, no, I'm not killing her.
And you are supposed to have silent sex around the kids, Frank.
Yeah, that's right.
They're supposed to be in there like,
Okay, right, I was trying to kill her.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a lookalike running around out here in these streets. Now, y'all know his son, Joseph Benner, who happened after the maid forgot to clean up. So, Joseph recently posted a video on Instagram showing his progress at a body lifting, and fans went wild commenting on how much he looked just like his famous pops, and they think he's going to take on Hollywood as the next Terminator.
That makes me sick, too, honey. If I was Patrick and all them other ones, honey, I would be like, you need to hide.
If your parent had a love child, you would treat them different, Gary.
Sure do. I
remember Arnold used to say to the housekeeper, you want to go snuggle now?
Gary, you treat him bad.
It's not the idea I treat him bad, but I didn't want to accept it.
So this hits real close to home.
It sure damn does, honey. And I'm like, you need to, it's not his fault. It's not the kid's fault. Well, your mama should have known she was sleeping with a married man, honey, when she had you, damn it.
It's hard to accept.
It sure damn is hard to accept. And I'm not there yet, and it's been almost 20 years,
it
but
takes
I just...
A while.
Yeah,
well,
that's something you just have to pray. What'd you say? Raise them up in prayer?
Well, lift them up in prayer.
Lift them up.
Now, Gary, the one time you did manage to hit the three from half court, if that produced a love child that, like, walked up on your doorstep right now, would you be happy if he followed in your exact same footsteps?
No.
Gary?
I don't want to find out the hell I got to go through.
Gary's biggest disappointment with the child is if it can't dress.
Okay.
Child. Up next, find out, is it okay to be chatting on a dating app while you're at work? Well, what if you're a pilot for Delta Airlines? We discuss that next. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
So recently, a college student while on a Delta Airlines flight found out how friendly the friendly skies can be.
Hey.
JT Thorne got off his flight in Chicago, and when he turned on his phone, he got a message from Grindr from someone on his flight, which said, "I see you're on my flight. Enjoy the ride to Chicago."
Ooh.
Turns out it was his pilot.
Oh,
honey,
my God.
And the message was sent during the flight.
Oh.
What do y'all think about this? Is this cool or creepy?
I lightweight love it a little.
Why?
Cool.
Because it's his personal dating app and atmosphere.
He's the pilot. I want him focused on flying me, not trying to...
Well, once you get the plane in the air, they put it in autopilot.
I still need to know that you're holding on to the damn steering wheel.
Oh, it's not like texting and driving. You can text and fly.
Yeah,
I read a story the other day about a pilot who fell asleep and flew 29 miles past the airport where he's supposed to go.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And you notice when the plane turns around, it's like, do we forget coffee? I mean...
Well, no, I'm just avoiding some cloudy turbulence.
Now, Gary, if you was on a plane and he got in there, would you offer him some nuts?
No. I would say, girl, we could go shopping, honey. We look like shopping buddies.
So did he go back there and get his drink stirred or not?
Yeah, what happened to this?
Yeah,
he probably was already off the flight, you know. But he probably returned the text, get some free flights and all
did
that.
Did he get invited to the cockpit?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.